Disabled people under attack!
We fight back!
Disabled people under attack!
We fight back!
Disabled people under attack!
I'm Linda Burnup and I'm involved with the Disabled People Against Cuts group, which is a newly formed campaign group. Like a lot of disabled people, I have a hidden fluctuating impairment, which means that I may be well today but unable to get out of bed and do anything tomorrow. It makes it very difficult because nobody wants to employ someone that they can't rely on. We're here today protesting for the right to life, and we have increasing and well-documented evidence that disabled people are already killing themselves because of cuts to benefits or care funding. Benefits and care funding are obviously essential to allow many of us to live. Osborne, Cameron and Clegg say living a life on benefits is a lifestyle choice, but disabled people know better. Some of us can't work and never will be able to work. Some disabled people would like to work, but there are enormous barriers to this, both physical and attitudinal. For example, only 15% of adults with autism are in employment. They're not work shy, but employers don't want to employ them and they won't make the reasonable adjustments necessary to let them work. Why do politicians think anyone would choose to live on the pittance of welfare benefits that they get in this country anyhow? Disability living allowance is a benefit to meet the extra costs of being disabled. The lowest rate is only £17.45 a week, so it's hardly a fortune. For no reason, the Millionaire Coalition Cabinet have said they want to take disability living allowance away from one in five disabled people. Disabled people who need care already have most of this taken away from them by social services anyhow to pay for it. Cuts to housing benefit will be horrendous for everyone, both those on benefits and in low-paid work. There are almost 2 million households on social housing waiting lists, yet the amount anyone renting in the private sector can claim is being drastically slashed. Together with the cap on housing benefit rates, London in particular will become a city segregated on income grounds. The only possible outcome of these cuts to housing benefits will be an unprecedented rise in homelessness and disabled people pushed even further into poverty. I could go on and on about the lack of funding for care, aids and adaptations, wheelchairs, and in many parts of the country, the waiting time for even essential things can be several years. But what I really want to say to politicians, especially the Con Dems, is cuts kill. You're already killing disabled people. Already, through ex-banker Lord Freud's welfare reforms, you have the blood of disabled people on your hands. How much more do you want? It's time to fight back and stop them before they kill even more of us. Disabled people are used to fighting. We fight every day for everything we need. We can fight, we will fight. We're not going to lie down and let them kill us slowly. The fight to save our welfare state must start today, and it must continue. At the moment, there are plans to cut from next April the amount that you can claim in housing benefit if you live in the private rented sector from the 50th percentile rent down to the 30th percentile rent, which obviously means that you can only live in the cheapest, least accessible accommodation. It also ignores all the problems that disabled people can't move their care package around the country, not even from one council to another. So they can't just get up and move to a cheaper house. It's just not possible. They'll also lose trained PAs because they won't be able to take those with them. And obviously for anyone who's got a learning difficulty or who's blind, moving to strange areas not exactly a simple thing. It's very complex and there's no recognition of that whatsoever. And then I think from 2013 there are plans to do the same with people who live in social housing. If they have an extra room, they won't get the funding for the extra bedroom that they have. The fact that they may have had £20,000 worth of adaptations made to that property is just being totally ignored. So I don't see how it's going to save money. I think the fight back has to continue, otherwise we're all going to be dead in a few years, certainly going to be totally impoverished, and we just have to try and get rid of them, really.